We're starting our series on dating, and we will, Be'ezrat Hashem, work and build our way through, starting from the question, when should I start dating, to the question of who should I date, who should I not date, should I always say yes, should I work through the internet, should I go through a shadchan, should I pick up a girl at the local pub, should I date a girl if the shadchan never met me, never knows me, do looks matter, how much do looks matter? Does it matter if she comes from a very wealthy family, a very poor family, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, Taimani, Ethiopian? Does it matter if she's not yet Jewish, but she's undergoing the gear process? Does it matter if I'm not yet Jewish? What if I'm not yet divorced? We will, Be'ezrat Hashem, deal with a lot of these topics. We will also deal with the question, what do you discuss on the first date, second date? How do you know she's the right one? What if you don't get along with her mother and her father? What if her parents disowned her? We will have to deal with a lot of different things. How do you decide when to get engaged, if she is the right one? And do you discuss it with her? How do you know if the dating is improving, evolving? What should you discuss on a date? And what should you look for on a date? How do you know what you should be looking for in life? A few more important questions. We will try to work in order, but I want to first do something that we never did in the past, and that is, like in our Parsha class, to do a quick overview. Let's take 10 minutes to quickly do an overview of what we're going to discuss, to make a little bit of seder as to what's going on here, a little bit of order, and then we'll start the actual series. As you will see, the series will build upon itself, and we will go in consecutive order, meaning we will go from the question of, when should I start dating, to finally the question of, how do you propose? And maybe we'll even get to discuss between engagement and marriage, what should be done, what you should be careful for. I hope, if we have enough time, we will cover all of that. So, let's do a quick overview with more details to come. Okay, number one is the question of when should I start dating? Many people will give you all kinds of advice, and you should know that at the end of the day, the questions and the answers and the results and the decisions, they're all yours. And they're your responsibility, and you alone will carry the weight of your decisions. And you cannot blame anyone. It's very good to take people's counsel. But at the end of the day, if your mother tells you for 30 years running you're not yet ready to date and you suddenly discover that you're 45, 50 and you haven't gotten married, I don't care that your mother's been telling you that for 30 years. It's your responsibility. It's your life. You guys are laughing, but it's very real. At the end of the day, every person that's giving you counsel goes home to their own home. And you go to yours or lack thereof. So all advice should be taken with that grain of salt. And it doesn't matter if it's the best meaning parent, uncle, sibling, rabbi. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's your life. That being said, if circumstances are good, then your parents really, really care about you. And if you're not happy, they're not happy. I'm not saying that's the case by everyone, but by many people that's true. That doesn't mean that whatever they say goes. That doesn't mean they're always right. Sometimes they don't begin to understand your life, and sometimes they couldn't give themselves good advice, and they can't give you good advice. But usually they do care, and that gives their opinion a certain amount of weight. Certain amount, you have to decide how much. In order to begin dating, you have to be at equilibrium, and we will discuss how you discover that. When am I balanced? When am I ready? When am I mature enough? Once you've decided you should start dating, so then you start making it known that you want to date. You tell the people you know. Do you sign up on the internet? I recommend not. Not in the beginning. First try the regular course of talking to rabbis and acquaintances and people you know. Someone can set you up even though they don't know you that well. I have set up numerous people with their spouse that they married. Again, not one and not two. Numerous people with the spouse that they married, and it was the very first conversation I had with that person. So it does not mean that if someone sets you up and they don't know you well, that doesn't mean they didn't set you up with the right person. I recommend you take every shidduch seriously. You should look into a shidduch when you're set up. After you've let people know you're interested, you will have offers, I hope, and then you will look into them. Looking into them means making phone calls. You call their friends, those are the best references. Second best is teachers. Third best is distant friends and relatives. But first is their roommates, their friends, the people who they're really close to. And you ask general questions. You take a notebook so you don't lose it, and you write down, what's the name of the person who I was set up with? What's their age and who set us up? What's the telephone number of the person who set us up? And then you start writing down an outline of the description you hear. You ask general questions so that you'll get a general picture. Only after you've heard a lot by asking general questions do you get the specific questions. You take notes. When you're done, you ask for two more references. That way you can verify whether the information you were given is real or not. The reference you were given may have been set up, as I see all the time. This happens very often. They warn them, don't mention my past. Don't mention that I'm taking pills for schizophrenia. Don't mention that my mother committed suicide. Just don't mention that everyone around me has issues. Just tell them what a wonderful guy I am and that I invented the cure for an ingrown toenail. You know, okay, focus on that. You verify, and by asking, no questions right now, by asking questions of who else I can ask, by getting other references, you get more information. I do recommend checking out their Facebook page, checking out their reputation online. Do it, you'd be surprised what we found. Make sure your Facebook page is representable. You are representing yourself to the world out there. And you could be cool and funny, but think about it as a new girl who's coming from high class and wants to see who you are. Ask yourself who you want to marry. Ask yourself who you want to marry. Don't draw a picture that she has to fit into, but do draw a direction. Where am I going in life? This is serious. This is for real. This is probably the most important decision you will make in your life. It will be the decisive factor in most of your life. How observant you'll be, how happy you'll be, what kind of children you'll raise, what kind of home you'll have. You come home, you spend your quality time with that human being, so you better give it some thought. Who do I want to be with? Now you talk to a shadchan. Don't let shadchanim scare you. Most are dishonest. Most are dishonest. When you call a shadchan, you treat them nicely and respectfully, and you call them back to tell them if you're interested or not. More than once, I've had people who I set up, and then they called me back and said, this really wasn't it. And if they have the decency to explain to me why it was off, then after two or three times, I get better. It could be that the first person I set them up with, I got it totally wrong. There was a girl who I set up with her husband, and she told me, the first time you tried to set me up, I wouldn't even go out with the guy. You were so off. I said, right. And the second time, she said, then I went out once. And the third time, then you set me up with my husband. Okay, so it doesn't always go that fast. I have people I never got it right on, right? But a decent shadchan wants to hear your feedback. Call back. Be respectful. Tell the person thank you. And if you're not interested, tell them why not. You don't have to speak badly about the other party. And you shouldn't speak badly about the other party. But you could give input and say, look, this person is more like this, more like that. You could be positive. Do not say a derogatory word on a date. There's no reason to comment to a girl or a guy. There's no legitimacy for you to be the one to tell them anything about their personality. You know you're very talkative? That's not your business to say that. It's not nice. And you have no right to say that, and people end up being scarred for life by comments that people make on a date. You can be yourself, and you can be positive. You show up to a date. You've gotten the first date. You call the girl. If they gave you a number, you call within 24 hours. You don't walk around with that number because it's a good feeling. I have a date for a week. No, you call up the girl within 24 hours. You call her up at a normal time. You ask her if it's convenient to talk. Could be she's with a bunch of people and it's not comfortable for her to talk then. So you ask her if it's a comfortable time to talk. No one's taking notes, kim'at, I see. And that's because everything sounds obvious till you forget half the class in 5 minutes and the rest of it in 20 minutes. Believe me, everything sounds obvious till you're actually there and you forget. Like asking the girl if it's a convenient time to talk and you're on speakerphone and she's giving a ride to a whole car of people and they're all listening. Wow. No. Before you say more, you ask, is it a convenient time to talk? The first conversation doesn't have to last longer than 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. It can last 20 minutes or an hour if you guys hit it off. So your first conversation, call her at a normal hour. Do not SMS her and expect her to call you back. Be a gentleman. You're calling her. You call her. Do not SMS her and ask her to call you back. You call her. When you call her, you ask if it's a convenient time, and the first topic can be you talk about the person who set you up, you ask her where she'd like to go out. The place that you go out should be a place that's modest, a place that there's no problem of yichud, a place where you have a restroom and you could buy a drink. You are expected to pay for the drinks, right? Okay, you buy her a drink, so show up with, right? I recommend having a restroom. Do not go to a place where there are dogs, like on soccer, which might scare her and make her uncomfortable. She might not want to go out right in front of her apartment where all her friends will see her. She might not want you to pick her up from her apartment where everyone will see her. She might want to meet you at a local place. So you go out on a first date. Make up a place where you can recognize one another. Do not make up to meet in the central bus station where there are 500 girls. Are you Shira? Are you Shira? Are you Shira? No. Okay, so today it's easier. When I was going out, we didn't all have cell phones. Today, you just call her cell phone and you find one another. So it's a bit easier. the first date should last somewhere between an hour and a half and 2.5 hours. If it's going great and you want to go longer, fine. You make up a place where you can sit down. You're not running a marathon or working out. You sit down and talk. Sometimes conversations flow better when you walk. Sometimes they flow better when you sit. We will discuss changing the locations of dates because that gives that makes the dates more interesting, and some people react better in different locations. Iron your shirts before you go on dates. I know in the winter people like wearing a sweater and not ironing their shirt. Iron your shirt before you go on a date, and of course wear a freshly laundered shirt. Take a shower, shave, come clean to the date, come refreshed. But what if I don't go clean all week long? Okay, then maybe you should, whatever.
You gotta be yourself, Rabbi.
No comment. Okay. You've dated 3-4 times. I recommend you do a status check. You set a date and you say, okay, maybe we should discuss where things are holding. That's to preclude a situation where you feel you're on cloud number 9 and she's about to dump you. You want to know you're on the same page. So after date 3, date 5, date 7, I recommend you stop 3, 5, and 7, not 3, 5, or 7. I recommend after date 3 and then again after date 5, you do status check. You discuss how we feel things have been going. Of course, you're going to talk first and you're going to be very complimentary and positive. If you decide the date is not for you, then you break up with the girl. That means you give her a call and you say, thank you very much. I really enjoyed getting to know you. I feel that we are not compatible, even though I really do feel you're a positive person, and I will keep thinking if I have any friends that can match for you. You will be more warm in your tone than I just was. I was very mechanical, and you will not be so mechanical, but you do have to express those things. You are a positive person. I think positively of you, and I'm happy we had time getting to know one another. I will think in the future if maybe you match for a friend of mine, and you should really do that. If you break up with a girl, think about it. Maybe she matches for one of your friends. You've dated a girl, and now you've reached date number 35. And at that point, in my mind, it's probably the right girl, right? You should not decide this is the right girl after date 2 or 3. Every month, there's one guy who comes into the room, not the same guy. Every month, a different guy. And he tells me, I've met her, she's it, right? And I say, how many times have you dated? And he goes, once, twice, or thrice. And I always go, let's talk in another 5 dates, right? Because every month, it's another guy who's convinced she's it, and it's not. Don't decide after 3 dates. Give yourself time. I recommend 30 dates. Rav Listman disagrees. I recommend 30 dates minimum. 30, 35, you could blame me. The person who's a choser b'tshuva, person who's a ger, has a rich background, you have a lot to discover, you have a lot to discuss. We will still discuss the skeletons. Okay, you've given it 35 dates. It's time to understand, and I recommend even earlier to understand where she's coming from, what family she's from, who her parents are like, and understand the familial situation. The more you go into the dating, the more careful you have to be more stringent with the laws of Yichud than the halacha demands. Because the more you have a warm relationship, the more you have to be careful that you're not going to mess up. So the closer the relationship, the more you have to be careful. Mazal tov, you've decided to get engaged, great. So I recommend before you actually propose, you have a date or two where you ask her if you're both holding in the same place. Do you feel like you're about there, ready to commit? And if the answer is yes, so then you prepare to propose. Take some counsel. Talk to a rabbi. Talk to someone who's experienced, maybe a shadchanit, about how you should propose. You don't want to make a fool of yourself. Find out what's within the range of the norms. You want to be romantic. You want to be original. Great. But you also want to be normal. Okay? So find out what's normal. You know, if she's standing with her parents eating dinner, and you come down in a parachute, I'm not sure it's the first time her parents are going to see you, and you're out her window. Will you marry me? Maybe, maybe not, you know. Run it by someone first, okay? I know a guy who was studying to be a doctor in medical school, so he set up in a restaurant that they pulled out brains and a heart, you know, in front of the girl when he came to propose. I'm not sure she was so happy with that. He had cadavers and stuff like that, so he would bring home brains that he would prepare his work on. So he brought a brain and a heart, whatever. At any rate, I'm not sure you really want to propose in the most original way. You talk to someone, bounce it off someone who has a little bit of experience, make sure you're not doing something that'll shoot you in the foot. I've seen couples that have really destroyed it at the engagement, where the guy or the girl did something that really, really put a strain on the relationship when they meant to do something positive. So think it through with someone. You know, you want to be cute, but you don't want to be stupid. Okay, in a nutshell, we're about to begin. That was just a quick overview. Now let's begin. Okay? So, Huh? You'd be surprised. Oh, you'd be surprised. This has happened more than once. What could the girl? Well, we'll get there. Let's begin. Okay, so that was a quick overview.